Flip Saunders out. The Wizards fired the head coach today, and he's being replaced by assistant Randy Whitman. The Wizards fell to 0-7 on the road with a 20-point loss to the Sixers last night. The team currently has the worst record in the NBA at 2-15.
Well, joining us now to talk more about it, WTOP Sports Director Dave Johnson, who's the radio play-by-play voice for the Wizards. And Dave, you know, it was just a couple of weeks ago, Flip Saunders got a vote of confidence from the management. Why did they fire him now?
Well, and I appreciate Hillary's extra drama she put in that because
thank you.
I haven't felt enough drama in this season. No, I think, look, you know, it's when you're losing this way and you're losing as many games as Hillary noted. You know, there's a lot of fans actually calling for the firing of the head coach. But I think you have to, you know, step back. Okay, if we fire the head coach, then what? It's just not that simple. That then that's the magic elixir, and everything is fixed. And I think that they wanted to take a look and think this team could get better as a team and at least become more competitive in games. And the bit of irony is that we saw that last week with a win over Oklahoma City, and even in games against the Nuggets and Celtics. But there was clearly a step back last night against Philadelphia that looked more like a couple weeks prior. And while this is a rebuilding plan, and you need to develop, you also need to develop how the team plays, and it just was not coming together. And it's the old cliche, you can't change all the players, so the coach ends up taking the fall.
So do you think some of that is misplaced, Dave?
Well, I think it always is. I mean, as I always tell people, look, the way they look on the floor and the way they play is not by design. Flip Saunders, or whether it was Bruce Boudreau, or any of these guys, if they've reached this level, they didn't get there because they're stupid or they're bad coaches. The trick, obviously, then is to make it trend on the floor. And it just wasn't happening. This is I've sat through many practices, and what you see on the floor in some games is not what they go over in practices. And it's like the old Jimmy K line when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were 0-26, and someone asked, "What do you think of your team's execution?" And he replied, "I'm all for it." So it was not happening on the court, despite what they practiced. So at that point, it becomes the last option remaining for an owner or management to make some kind of change and see if there is some kind of impact. Now, you know, you look historically, there sometimes is a short-term effect where a team will, be so motivated by a change of coaches that then suddenly the record will short-term improve. But I think long-term rebuilding project, and this is not about some magic answer, and, you know, the coach has been changed, but I think the players now also have to realize that they're going to have to make some changes as well if they want to have a chance of competing.
Dave, final 30 seconds here. There are a lot of fans who aren't just upset with management. They are upset with the players on the floor, players like JaVale McGee and Andre Blatch and Nick Young, guys who seem to have a lot of physical talent but don't seem to have it mentally on the court. Are there changes involved with them?
Well, I mean, again, I think this team probably could use some more veterans to help this young group along. But I think that's the big problem right now, as you just mentioned. You look at JaVale McGee last night. He's had some wonderful games recently. Last night he has 2 points and 2 rebounds, and the opposing center wasn't Wilt Chamberlain. So what you're having is these nights where you'll get 2 players going, and then what about the other two?
Right.
And that's why this team is 2-15 right now. So that's where player accountability is going to have to come through. You can have a good night every night, but you can't have this wild inconsistency.
Yeah, Dave, thank you so much.
And thanks for the drama.
You're welcome. WTOP Sports Director Dave Johnson.